hola y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Swingheart. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea.
Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. A lot of bands are getting back together either temporarily or, well, I guess they're all temporary reunions based upon this need or that, this show or that. It's kind of an interesting time. Bruce Springsteen has reassembled the E Street Band, all of them, and has sold out just about every bloody show that that has been booked in Europe and the United States. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young are back together for a variety of dates. The Who back together for the, what is it, the Bridge School benefit? Is that in England? The Who back together. Santana, Carlos Santana, not that his original band is back together, but he's back. Oh, the Bridge School is in San Francisco? He is back. That was Europe. Ain't that Europe? Oh, San Francisco, okay. And Santana's back with a great, great new album. What's that that track with the Smash Mouth, that cat from Smash Mouth? Smooth, that's a great tune. You know, all that stuff. It's not the London freaking bridge, man. It's the Bridge School. So, a lot of groups kind of resurrecting themselves. I was just thinking that what an interesting, not just interesting, what a lucky generation, this baby boomer. All of us old creeps are so lucky, man, because the culture that we live in just keeps steaming along and picking up all kinds of people, just sort of getting sucked up in the wake, you know? You can't kill this music. When my folks were in their late 40s, everything that they dug when they were in their 20s was dead by then. I mean, there were no swing music. I mean, it was over. But these guys, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Bruce Springsteen, The Who, whoever, Led Zeppelin, you know, ad nauseum, even Kiss, looking fairly youthful there at that. The last time I saw Kiss was the halftime show at the Super Bowl last January, I should say. And they were looking a little fat in the thighs. They were, you know, it's like I was just reading on the Jethro Tull website, by the way, that Ian Anderson finally threw his codpiece and his tights away. Because you can't do it when you're 52. I'm sorry. But it just keeps on keeping on. And, you know, for other generations, it doesn't happen that way. I mean, by the time, like I said, my folks were in their late 40s, who the hell was, nobody was listening to Harry freaking James, okay? Let's bring on Jeff Dowder. He has written a piece for his website, Dowder.com, D-O-W-D-E-R. And Jeff is a musician. The piece is entitled What I Seen and sort of puts together all of the major shows. And I got to tell you something, Jeff. You have been to just about every major show that I could think of. I'm looking, just taking a cursory read of this. Everything from Monterey Pop, you have seen. Monterey Pop, you've seen. Altamont, you've seen. I mean, this is an amazing list of shows.
Well, Phil, what I try to do is I try to put together in a cohesive and in as literate manner as I could what I've seen in rock and roll over some 30 years. And I think you're going to see a list compiled there. It's pretty amazing. And
you're a fortunate man, aren't you?
Well, I think I'm pretty fortunate. I've seen Woodstock, I've seen Monterey Pop, I've seen Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young at Woodstock, I've seen The Who at Riverfront, and that was, as everybody knows, that was a tragic, tragic concert in that a group of young people rushing a door at Riverfront trampled over one kid, and the kid was trampled on and unfortunately was dead when the people had stopped. Trampling on him. I've seen Springsteen's first, Madison Square Garden show, which was like a completely awesome show. I've seen Altamont.
Altamont. Now there's a real black eye in the history of rock and roll, huh?
Yeah, that was without a doubt. Altamont was without a doubt, like you were saying just a minute ago, Phil, a black eye on rock and roll, because a guy got killed there. Hell's Angels was there. Some people blame the Angels. Some people blame the crowd for, inciting it. I don't know that anybody's ever going to have a real truth on the whole trip.
What about the Beatles on Ed Sullivan?
I seen the Beatles, yeah.
On Ed Sullivan?
Yeah, I seen the Beatles at Ed Sullivan Theater with their not their first show, though. Not their first show. They come back a week later, done a second show, and I seen that. I just wanted people to have an eyewitness account of what happened. And what I've done on my website is essentially listed all that I seen and all that I experienced in as comprehensive a way that I could, so that people, you know, as we come to the end of the millennium, can have an idea of an eyewitness account of these great shows.
I could pick out a few here. I'd like, what was it like at Altamont?
Well, it started out pretty cool. See, it started out with the promoters and the dude that owned the racetrack there talking about how they could get more cars parked there. And Mick Jagger was said through his attorney, Melvin Belli, that he'd need to have 20 cars per acre minimum. Otherwise, the Stones was not going to play the show. They need to have a, be able to park 20 cars minimum. Other than the Stones not going to play the show. I seen that, and I reflected on that because that kind of made me think, you know, that the band was looking out for the, you know, for the crowd.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody remembers cars getting parked. I mean, what they're remembering more is the tragedy that befell that show. And that was it. The Rolling Stones were the only band that played that?
No. The Stones was not the only band. Jefferson Airplane played that. I've seen them, and I've seen the Grateful Dead. They come on after that. Marty Balin, who was the lead singer of the Jefferson Airplane, got punched out by one of the Angels, and Paul Kantner come over to the microphone and said that the Angels just punched out my lead singer, and I think that sort of set the tone for what was going to be, you know, a bad night. And one of the things a lot of people aren't aware of is that the dude who got stabbed by the Angels had pulled a gun, and I've seen that, and
you were there? How far away from this guy were you?
Well, I seen it pretty clearly. I mean, I was from where he was and from where I was. Couldn't have been more than 6 feet away.
6 feet away from this guy who pulled the gun?
Yeah, from what I seen. Oh yeah, I was probably no more than 7 feet away from where he was. And I seen a lot of different shows that I seen. I seen Pink Floyd at the Rose Bowl in '94, and I seen the Floyd show at Tampa Stadium in '77. So I got kind of two, you know, kind of like different perspectives with Roger Waters and not have Roger Waters in it. I seen the Who in Toronto for their very last show in '83. I seen, like I told you, I seen them at Woodstock. I'd seen them at Monterey Pop, and I seen them at Riverfront, which was, you know, not a very good thing. Dude, I seen Mighty Zeppelin at Nebworth, okay?
All right, now, I wanted to ask you about that because that's a legendary show, the Nebworth show. When was that?
About 76, I seen that. And
that was a legendary show because that sort of marked the pinnacle, right, of Led Zeppelin?
That was, yeah, pretty much of their live performing, I would say. That was it. And but I want to tell people when I seen the Doors at the Bowl. And
all right, for people who, but what you mean by the Bowl, the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, the Hollywood Bowl. I seen Elvis when Elvis Presley made his comeback at Las Vegas. I seen that. It was his big comeback show. And I seen Phil, which I'm very proud of, the largest collection of people at a rock show ever, and that was the Paul Simon show at the Central Park in the New York City. They had
That was bigger than Woodstock, wasn't it?
That was bigger than Woodstock, man. That was bigger than another great show what I seen, which was I'm trying to think now. It was the Watkins Glen Super Jam. They had 600,000. They had like 2 million people for the Paul Simon show. So I've seen it all. But the things, you go back to Altamont. What I seen, what a lot of people aren't aware of, because I was there, I was 6 foot away from what I seen. It was this angel stabs this guy after the dude pulls a gun. And that's...
All right, well, I got to take a break here. Jeff Dowder is with us talking about the different shows, live rock and roll shows that he has seen down through the course of some 30-plus years. He's written about them in an essay called What I Seen, and that's on his website. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Jeff Dowder here, who has written a paper called What I Seen, and he's been to most of the major music shows, rock shows, in the last 30. Are you a musician, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm a musician. I play with a band here in the South Bay called the Dark Horse.
What instrument do you play?
I'm a drummer. I'm a leader of the band. I'm a drummer.
All right, so you have seen all of these shows. You mentioned at Altamont that you were no more than 6 feet away from the guy when he got stabbed, right?
About 6-7 feet away, right. And I'll tell you, it was one of the most shocking things that I'd ever seen.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
If you're 28 years old, how could you have been at Altamont?
I didn't say that I was at Altamont. I said that I've seen Altamont.
How could you have been 7 feet away from the guy at Altamont if you're only 28 and you weren't even born yet?
No, well, you asked me how far away I was. I was watching it on television. I was watching a videotape of it.
So you weren't there?
I was not there. I'm 28 years old, but I've seen these shows, okay? And I have experienced these shows from the standpoint of a musician. I want to give people an eyewitness account of what I've experienced, what I've seen.
But don't you think that a lot of people could have seen these shows?
Yeah, but they're not musicians, and I don't think they have the same sort of rhythm with it that I do. I mean, I've seen, you know, a lot of...
But, I mean, when you say what I've seen, I think that I made the assumption, and maybe some other people have made the assumption, that you were actually there, okay?
Well, no, I wasn't at Altamont. I wasn't at Woodstock. I wasn't born... at that time, I mean, I was born in 1971, and so for me to have physically be there.
All right, okay. So what we're talking about is, what are we talking about here? Then you weren't at those shows.
No. What I'm saying is, I've seen these shows. I mean, I've been through some 2,000 different videotapes and films. I've experienced these shows from the standpoint of a music lover, number one, from the standpoint of a musician, number two. And I've seen, and the things that I've seen, I don't think other people can experience, okay?
But it's not like nobody else has seen these shows, right?
Well, there are a lot of people who have maybe seen some of these tapes, okay? But I've been through 2,000 videotapes and films. I've seen the Watkins Glen's Super Jam, 1973. Band played for 2 hours. Grateful Dead played 4 hours. Allman Brothers played 3 hours. I've seen it. And I've seen it like it's not been seen. I've seen Paul Simon, okay?
So yeah, but again, I assume that when you wrote this paper, What I Seen, you had been to these shows.
Well, I have been to them. I mean, I've experienced them. And I don't think anybody has seen all of these shows. Okay, first of all, you're talking about, Phil, that...
Are you saying that nobody has been able to see Santana at Woodstock and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young at Woodstock and Bruce Springsteen's First Madison Square?
No, there's nobody out there that's seen everything I've seen. There's nobody that could possibly have gone through and seen everything I've seen. That's why I wrote the piece to let people know what it was like to see them.
And to see them on a TV screen, right?
Well, that's. I mean, you made an assumption or something that I'd been to the show, and I don't think.
Yeah, well, I guess I did make the assumption. When you say you've seen all of these things, well, what makes your experience watching a film or a television show of these shows any different from anybody else watching a film or a television show of these shows?
I don't understand your question. I mean,
what difference does it make whether you watched it on TV or not? I mean, isn't the actual experience being there at the show?
No, I mean, it's impossible for everybody to have been at every show. There's nobody who's been at every show. I have seen every show from the standpoint of videotape and film. And I have, I mean, I saw the stuff that happened backstage. I saw the stuff that you know, like the stuff with Melvin Belli talking to the attorneys at Altamont and about the parking the cars. Okay, this is what I seen. Nobody saw what I seen. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
Okay, let me put it this way. You see an event, right, Phil?
Like what?
Like say you go to a ball game, you see it, right? Did I see it?
If you were at the game.
But I didn't see what you saw. And that's what the
Oh, so what you're saying is what I seen is about what you specifically saw.
What I see, what I seen, yeah. And that's what the paper's about, what I seen. So I've been through 2,000 different videotapes and films, everything from the Who at Riverfront, Elvis at Las Vegas, everything, Watkins Glen, Super Jam, Paul Simon, Central Park, all of that, I seen it. And nobody has seen what I seen, okay? So that's what I, that's essential.
All right, well, what is unique about your experience, man? Now, naturally, I didn't see what you seen, as you put it. I guess I've seen what I've seen.
Yeah, but did you have seen what I've seen? That's the whole thing about an individual experience. I seen it, not you. You didn't.
You saw it, but I didn't. But well, but I might have been at Woodstock.
You might have been at Woodstock, but I doubt that you was. Was you at Woodstock?
No, I was not.
All right, so I seen it, and not the way you seen it.
All right, let me. This is Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I was wondering if he should change. What's the point of having your title, What I've Seen, if you've never seen it? Shouldn't you change your title to What I've Watched?
No, I did see it.
It would make more sense if your title was What I've Watched.
No. Well, what difference does it make? I've seen it.
You've more or less.
See, this is a good example. How old are you?
18.
Okay, see, I've seen things that you've not seen yet. I've seen Woodstock.
You've watched things that I haven't watched yet.
I've seen Elvis at the no, but I seen it.
What difference does it make whether you saw it or you watched it?
You were there to actually experience it.
I seen the shows through my eyes and my experience. Well, if I was there alive at the show, wouldn't I have watched it?
You would have seen it. You would have actually been there to experience it.
No, I seen the show.
What she's saying is And by the way, it's called What I Seen, not What I've Seen. You would have been there.
No, I was there in my way, experiencing it. Okay? That's what I seen.
What you've watched.
Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. What I Seen.
Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, our guest this hour, Jeff Dowder, who's written a paper that's on his website. It's called What I Seen. Now, you have seen lots and lots of different rock concerts. You started the hour talking about experiencing these things on the level that I guess I assumed you'd actually been to the shows.
Well, I mean, that's Phil, not to interrupt you, but I mean, that's what happens when you assume, you know. What I said is these are shows that I've seen. And
you have seen Bruce Springsteen at Madison Square Garden. You have, you have seen Elvis in Vegas, you've seen the Beatles at Shea, you've seen the Who at Riverfront, you've seen Santana at Woodstock, you've seen the Watkins Glen Super Jam, you've seen Paul Simon in Central Park, you saw, the Beatles at Shea, but this was all by way of videotape and film, right?
I seen them, yeah, on TV. And what I'm doing with my paper is I am giving my experience of those shows and what I seen. And
well, how is your experience watching these shows on television or on film any more unique than anybody else watching them on TV or on film?
Well, I doubt very seriously, number one, film that there's anybody out there seeing what I've seen as far as...
As far as the number of shows you've seen on television?
Well, as far as the volume, but also seeing it the way I've seen it, okay? I've seen as a musician and also as a music lover... I seen things a certain way that I don't think other people seen. Okay, and that's why I call it What I Seen, because it's what I personally have seen.
Okay, why is your experience any more unique than anybody else who has seen these shows? I'm going to start saying it the way you're saying it here, Jeff. Who have seen these shows. I saw Woodstock on tape, okay?
That's the way you've seen, but you've not seen it the way I've seen it. And
yeah, but I'm not writing a paper and putting it on the internet and disseminating my observations. And
well, you're not a musician. I don't think that your observations is going to be as valid as mine. What I've seen comes from the eyes of a music lover. And that,
well, I'm a music lover.
Is you a musician?
No, I'm not a musician.
Well, then that's what I'm talking about. You don't have the perception that I had. And that's why what I've done and what I've tried to impart to the audience are these experiences, what I've had, so they can get a taste and a feel of what's going on. Okay?
Like they don't know what's going
What?
It's just like they don't know what's going on by watching it themselves, huh?
No, what my paper does, what I'm doing, what I've done with what I've seen is to give them a taste and a feel of what's really going on stage as they look at these great, great bands down through the years.
All right, here is Temple Terrace on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
The cellular customer you're calling is not...
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Nice screen job on that one. Yeah, it's not my fault, man. That's the one call I had holding there. Anyway,
is the caller there?
No, he's not there. Okay, getting back to what we were talking about. Give us an example of what you did. Let me have an example of what did you see. Give me an example of what did you seen at Woodstock, okay?
It was sweet. I mean, it was totally sweet. The Who was on stage. The Santana, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. It's just a variety of bands. Santana kicked ass.
What are you telling me, man, that's any different than what I could tell myself by looking at this thing, all right?
Because you ain't seen what I've seen.
I'm not you. I didn't see what you saw.
That's exactly right. And what I seen...
Okay, so let me interrupt here. What I seen is a paper that you wrote about what you seen when you watched TV one night watching Woodstock. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about what I seen. Okay, but keep in mind, I seen 2,000 different videotapes and films. 2,000 different videotapes and films of what I seen.
Well, I don't know how it's any different from anything else that that anybody else would see or seen, okay? I don't know how it's any different from anything else that, for instance, I would look at.
Because I told you, I'm a musician, I seen it my way.
All right, okay, I'm going to read your paper and I'm going to get what out of the Elvis show?
It was sweet, man. Elvis was, it was his return. He looked good, he was back. He was back, man. He's kicking ass.
That's what I get out of your paper, okay?
Well, what we're talking about is a guy that made a comeback in Vegas and really, really kicked major ass, you know? Yeah, I mean, I've seen it all, that's the article talk about.
What I Seen by Jeff Dowder, and this is on your website, Dowder.com, okay? You say you've seen Pink Floyd, you saw a videotape.
I wrote a diary at the moment. Day 3 of Woodstock, the Who's, in fact, I can read it to you if you want. This is a diary that I kept of the moments there. And this is day 3 of Woodstock. The Who is on. They kick ass. It's day 3, we've not had anything to eat. I'll go see if there's a sandwich that I want to get. I mean, that's just part of...
That's your diary?
That's the diary I kept of Woodstock, yeah.
The Who's on, they kick ass, I gotta go get a sandwich.
Well, I mean, again, that's why you need to read a paper, okay? Because what I've seen is about the things I've seen and the things I experience.
Okay, so it's at Dowder.com, and what we're going to be reading is what you've seen and not necessarily what you experienced. You weren't at any of these shows. Did you go to any of these shows?
No, I mean, I'm 28 years old. I did not go to Woodstock or anything.
All right, but did you go, for instance, to the Pink Floyd show at 93?
No, I did not go. So I just had a gig that night.
So you haven't been to any of these shows. This is just what you've seen on television.
Yeah. I got another paper that's going to be coming out called What I Seen Last Friday Night on TV. And that's kind of a review of NBC's new lineup. And
oh, great. Okay, I'm looking forward to that, man. So you're be telling me what happened on television because I couldn't see it.
Yeah, That's another thing that I've seen that's going to be coming out. I mean, I understand your confusion, okay?
But No. It's not confusion, man. I'm very clear on this, okay? I'm going to be reading some crap that you wrote having watched this stuff on television.
Crap, man. That's a cold shot.
Well, I don't mean it for it to be a cold shot.
Listen to this, man. It's my Diary of Altamont, okay?
Let me guess. I saw the Stones, and then I had a set.
No. This is the Diary of Altamont. This is day one of Altamont. Day one, Altamont. Some dude got muffed up in the face. Cheetos are good. Now, a lot of...
What? I don't know what that means. Cheetos are freaking good, man.
Well, that's what that was written in the diary.
Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, Phil, what is it that this person actually sees that's so different from what other...
That's what I've been trying to determine here.
Everybody's perspective is unique.
Well, listen. Are you seeing the Virgin Mary or Jesus Christ or something? Because
no, man,
when
I
go to a show, we all see the same thing. We've seen a great band playing great music and having a great time.
We've seen different things. We go to different shows.
Well, I'm a musician myself. I play the drums. I've been playing for 24 years. And
I play drums too, man.
Well, right on. But I don't know what you're seeing, man. You're not making any sense.
No, what I'm saying is my experience is my unique experience. Okay.
No, you've been passing the little
what
smoke too much, and you're not seeing anything clearly.
Okay. You go to a show, man. Like, what's the last show you went to?
311.
Okay, last show I went to, I was at the Hollywood Palladium. I seen Limp Bizkit, okay? All right,
And what'd you see?
What? I saw a show that I thought rocked, okay? My friend thought it sucked. I'll tell you another show I went, I seen Alanis Morissette, okay, at the Irvine Amphitheater.
Yeah.
I thought it sucked on wheels, and my girlfriend thought it was awesome.
But she's a hottie, so how could you, like, not see that?
I'm going out to see the music, okay?
Are you seeing notes when they're playing? That's what my point
is.
You must be on something because you must be seeing the notes as they're flying off of the guitar strings and the drums.
What'd you see in the 311? What'd you see?
I saw a bunch of guys on stage playing great music, having a great time, and the crowd getting into the music.
And so everybody's going to come out of that show saying, yeah, that was awesome?
Everybody had a great time. Yeah, that was a great night. Awesome night. We just had.
I bet you there were some people there that thought it sucked.
Probably so, because
they
didn't get anything.
Okay, because that's what he's seen, and that's what you've seen. Two different things.
So why can't this guy in orange, hold on for a minute, why can't the guy in orange go home, write a paper, what I seen, 311 rocked, and you go home and you write a paper, 311 sucked?
But I'm a musician, okay?
So am I.
And my perspective, what do you play?
I play the drums.
You play drums?
I play drums for 24 years.
You play jazz?
Oh, yeah. That's where I was schooled in.
Check this out, okay?
All right.
I got my drum pad. One, two, three.
What are you playing, Yankee Doodle Dandy? That's not a drum pad.
Wait a second. That's jazz.
Buddy,
times.
Buddy, have you even been schooled in the rudiments of drums?
You got your drums around? You got a drum pad around?
No, actually not. I'm at work.
Yeah, actually not.
Well,
I'm doing a 5/4 time, man.
Do you know what 5/4 is?
Yeah, man, it's an extremely intricate jazz rhythm. It's five beats to a measure. Am I right or am I wrong?
Let's go. Let's hear it.
That's what it is, man.
Let's hear it.
Five beats to four beats.
See, the problem is when you go to these shows, you get so loaded that you can't even figure out what you're playing to begin with when you're on the radio.
I'm a Christian, man. I put down.
Oh, you're a Christian, but yet you go to see Limp Bizkit.
Whatever, man. I mean,
whatever.
I'm checking it out.
Okay, so Limp Bizkit rocked, but Alanis Morissette sucked, but yet you're a Christian.
Oh, so what? If I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to say Alanis Morissette rocked? Get out of here, man.
Yeah, well, I guess
Limp
Bizkit really rots with their real vulgarity in their music, huh?
I got my standard.
You got no standard?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Dude, you don't know what you're talking about.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Go for it.
Have you seen Gimme Shelter or have you not? That's the Altamont, the Altamont Festival.
Dude, you didn't even see yourself. You saw it through a video.
You watched it on a movie, okay?
Exactly.
But this dude ain't even seen it, man. Dude's not even seen it,
you
man.
You probably saw it 12 o'clock at night because your girlfriend took off on you with some other guy, so you had your hand in your pants smoking something, just watching this video trying to get yourself off.
Man, that is such a cold shot, man.
I'm
putting you down, man. What you put me down like that for?
Because you're putting yourself down. You're making yourself look like a fool. You're nobody.
Jeff, what I seen, your little you know, writings, okay?
Oh, my little writings. Okay, that's where it is now, huh?
No, no, your thing, man, is what you saw, what you experienced, how you saw those shows from watching them on TV and in a movie theater, and it's slightly misleading to say that you seen this stuff, dude, when you weren't there. All right?
Is it Jeff?
Yeah, my name's
okay,
Jeff.
Okay, Hefe, listen to this. All you got to do is, like, say, hey, I didn't see these things actually. Watch it on videotape. Going to give you my little critique, my little Henry Sheehan
or Roger Ebert.
Two thumbs up, great concert footage, and that's it. Don't be saying that, yeah, I saw all this. I was, right in the pit. I was getting down, moshing, and so forth and so what, and this is how it really was when you weren't even there.
Hey, man. That's my diary. Here's my diary. Hello, dear diary.
Yeah, dear diary. I need a sandwich because I've been sitting here at Woodstock on day three.
Wait a second. Listen to this. Hello, dear diary. It's 5:19 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, but Black and White blows. My moose head's pretty sweet.
Hey, Hefe.
Okay? This is the whole trip.
What are you doing watching an old Ed Sullivan show with the Beatles on? What do you do,
hey, man?
Hey, no. What do you?
The Beatles?
You
ever
band.
Heard of a man?
What do your bandmates think about you?
What?
What do your bandmates think about you? They think you're crazy, don't they?
What?
Your bandmates.
What about them?
They think you're pretty out there, don't they?
Because no, not else. Hardly, man.
You're like
I'm the leader
a walking infomercial, aren't you? For like musicians.
I'm the leader of the band, man. I'm the main lyricist.
Oh, really? Rock on, buddy.
Dude, you're pretty
rock
weak.
On.
Dude, you are pretty weak, man.
No, you
coming
are
with some
weak.
Of this stuff. You are weak
you
ass,
have
man.
Nothing to say. That's
you're a weak ass man coming with some arguments. What you's coming with?
Oh,
the dude in orange. This dude in orange is making more sense than you. Okay, when it comes to
you, sad ass man. Both of you dudes, sad ass.
Phil.
Okay, all right. I got a break. All right, sad ass. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was at Pink Floyd at Tampa Stadium. Well, I was supposed to have been. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, who's written a piece for his website called What I Seen. And these are all of the rock shows, all of the great, seminal, momentous rock shows that you've seen on video. And
well, yeah, I mean, you keep hitting that, you know, over the head, man. I mean, I pretty much told you I've seen it on videos and on the movies. And
okay, just so that we know, because you started off saying these things you've experienced, the things that you've seen, you haven't been there. You weren't at Altamont, were you?
I seen it. And
were you at Altamont?
I seen it and I experienced it through my eyes. And
you said to me you were 5 feet away from the guy that got stabbed, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you were 5 feet away from your television set is what you're trying to tell me. I mean, I can't believe this, man.
What's so hard to understand, man? What's so hard to understand about a guy seeing what I seen? Through the eyes of musicianship, what I got.
What? You can't understand me, man. That's what you can't understand.
No, I understand you perfectly, man. You're saying that I've not seen what I've seen. And
I'm not saying that either. I'm saying you weren't there, bro, okay? You were not there.
I'm not disputing the point. I'm saying I've seen it.
Well, you know what, man? I've seen it, too. Here's Alpharetta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Fine.
I just was going to give this guy one point of advice is stay away from the funny cigarettes before you try to get on a radio show.
Hey, man, everybody's telling me, you know, I'm stoned. I'm not stoned at all, man. I'm not stoned at all.
Maybe you're not, but, man, you're just coming from a totally baseless point. Who cares how many you've seen? That's the ultimate thing is who cares if you saw 2,000, 3,000, 100, one video.
Are you telling me that you've seen all these great shows?
The thing that would be more important is if you gave an interview or a critique and you're talking about the people that was there. If you were at Altamont and you saw a guy get stabbed 5 feet away, talk about the reaction of the crowd and what it felt like, the surge of people trying to get away from that situation, what the atmosphere was like, what the night was like. That would be something that would be relevant. What you have is pure drivel, and you're 15. I mean, you spent way too much time on this radio show just relating nothing. For the most part of it, it's been how much you've seen and what you have seen. And the proper context is what I saw. That's another thing is the grammar is just atrocious.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to beat you on that because, you're 28 dope-ed musician, so.
Okay,
we'll just leave it at that.
Mr. Doubter, your response?
Well, first of all, I ain't no dopehead, number one. I don't know what this dude's
talking about.
Okay, and I don't know what the dude's talking about. What I've seen is the name of the piece I wrote for the Internet, so I don't know what you're talking about that. And number two, what?
What you've seen is what I saw, unless you're spelling it S-C-E-N-E, which means a scene, which is a term that you probably wouldn't understand because you haven't been through a scene. You just, what you have saw is the proper way of saying it. And it's
what,
so
you had, what you've seen is not the same what I've seen, is what I'm saying.
Saw is the proper word. Let's just get that part squared away for...
Wait a minute, man. Because you confuse people with the words, okay? I don't want to confuse nobody with the words, man. I want them to know that what I seen was Springsteen in Madison Square Garden, Paul Simon, Central Park, Watkins Glen Super Jam, band played 2 hours, Grateful Dead played 4 hours. And
you saw all of this stuff, though, on videotape, man.
It's what I seen, though. I don't know what this dude's point is.
Well, no, my point is I'm trying to figure out what your point is because, yeah, you saw Paul Simon in concert. What did you think about it? My sandwich was great. Big effing deal.
I'll tell you what I thought about it because I got the diary from that day that I watched it on. I remember I got home from school and I flipped it into the VCR. And
Jesus, man, it sounds so lame. I got home from school and I flipped it into the VCR. You weren't even.
It's so lame. It's like,
wait, man. What's lame about
it? I think you should retitle your paper. I sat 5,000 hours in front of the TV on my butt. And that's pretty much it. Is you sat 5,000 hours watching movies of concerts and on my butt.
I didn't get anything out of it.
Who cares if you're a musician or not? You could be a librarian. You could be anyone. You could be an accountant. It'd be just
What does your diary say? You got a Paul Simon diary?
Yeah. Paul Simon, Central Park, 2:42 a.m. Hello, diary. Watch and pee, Simon. It's sort of okay. Got to see doctor about... At that time, I had a rash. I got to see doctor about itch.
What is this, man?
Calling in. I got to think this is some kind of joke, and it's on me.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. If you want to check out my website, doubter.com, then that's what I'll call what I've seen.
Dude, if you're going to read a diary entry about I got to see the doctor about the itch, you ought to write about whoever it was you hooked up with at that show, man, not about Paul Simon.
No, it was Poison Ivy.
Hey, Phil.
Jesus.
Am I just falling for the biggest joke or what?
No, believe me.
This guy is... Can anyone be this serious and this clueless at the same point in time?
I'll tell you who's clueless, okay? And what I've been trying to say for the last hour. What I've seen is not what you've seen.
That's the whole point, man. What else did you get out of that Simon concert?
I can read from my diary.
What songs did he play? What was the crowd like?
I forget.
Hello?
I forget.